tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Hello, you're listening to WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Hello, listeners. My name is Rachel Ann Shulman from the Campa Hudson Radio Group. Campa Hudson Radio Program, led by live interview, noble guests in the local swing countries, are from the local organization and ask them what they do in their communities, what shaped their life of growing up where they are now. We also occasionally talk about sport news and other subjects and interests, such as the upcoming community events and culture happening in the area. Tune in on the fourth Sunday of every month at 3:30 in the afternoon on 90.7 FM. Past interviews are available at waveform.org. Thanks for listening and supporting the radio for an open airs at 90.7 FM WGXC. Thank you.
Hi everyone, it's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Eric Thies of San Francisco, California. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Yo, hi-yo, ho, ho, eh, hi-yo. Yo, hi-yo, ho, ho, eh, hi-yo, ho, eh, ya. Yo, hi-yo, ho, eh, yo, hi-yo, ho, ha-we, ha-we, ne. Sun kwa ya di zo, da ya da nye te. O na ye yo he, asa dun ye, nyam wa. Yawa jizonghe. O ila achi na we yanko no lunkwage. Hayo, hayo, ho, ho, we, hayo. Yo, hayo, ho, ho, we, hayo, ho, we, ya. Yo, hayo, ho, we. O ila achi na we yanko no lunkwage. Sada dili wakwenya stak, yo hahi yo zatahi da sili wakwenya stak, ye kini staha ohunja. Hayo hayo ho ho we hayo, yo hayo ho ho we hayo ho we ya. Yo hayo we, o we la achi na we anko no lunkwage. Eti sota asota ne kakalakwa, te eti no mala adons, aji jizan jisegon etikas. Nagahlo yadi nidi zeno. Yo hayo ho we ahe. 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 Yeti sota asota ne ka galakwa, de yeti nu ala adons. Oji jizan jisegon yeti gas, na gahlo yadini dizenon. Yo hayo ho we ahe, yo hayo ho we ahe, yo.
Ancient and me. You're listening to WGXC Waveform, Accra, New York. Hello, friends and relatives. You're listening to Panther Mountain Sound. My name is Matthew O'Neill. We started off that set with some water voicings. And then we heard Baby Song and Moon Ceremony Song from Bear Fox from an upcoming release on Panther Mountain. A lot of songs and stories from Bear. Back over her life and forward. Following Moon Ceremony Song, we heard a batch of songs from Kati Wenanawi, show on a regular basis. And then we heard Change of Heart by Dear Lady, Molly and Magdalena. All these artists are going to be at this year's Akwesasne Freedom School benefit event at White Feather Farm, September 13th. It's a good way to support local native culture and indigeneity. Following that, we heard from Connor Chi, who's a Diné artist. Navajo Vocal Bowl for Piano, number 7. And then we heard Corn Grinding Song, number 4, featuring Tex Chi. And Nida'a Song, number 2, featuring Keith Chi and Tex Chi. So Connor Chi is a great piano player. And next up, we're going to hear the lead track off the new Earth Surface People record. It's called Never Born Again. Their new album comes out this Friday, August 22nd, on Panther Mountain, panthermountain.io. Hope you enjoy.
Bye. Fuego, Sewa Fuego. The Gatti Chakwani Yungat, Wakata Huni. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to sit among you, especially in this moment of sacred time that began on Monday with the Nine Nok, the symbol, the energies, the spirit of women's intelligence coming directly out of the Mother Earth through the women. Our beloved indigenous scholar, Seneca, the late John Mohawk, used a famous, memorable meme that the intelligence of the universe is the truest intelligence, and it moves through each one of us, and our duty is to discover the purpose of our being in the world, individually and together. I wanted to share with you today some images from my work, the newest effort I'm calling Matrilineal World Making, which is the culmination of over 40 years of attention to the strength of the women in my community. And more as the biocultural literatures build, we find the community of Akwesasne and the early work that was undertaken by our leadership to investigate the movement of industrial chemicals through the fish and the biota into the woman's body and into our babies. And so that's a difficult study. And I promised the participants in this body of work that while their individual data would not be physically or clinically meaningful, but that together in an aggregated body of data, we could better understand how to find our way out of this insult to our reproductive capacity. And so this image is the image that represents the complex meaning of matrilineality in an indigenous worldview. My life partner, Jose Barrero, who will be speaking later today at the Residence Inn with Orin Lyons, says, matriarchy is a mother. Actually, it's a grandmother. All the way back to the original mothers who stand at this time from the moment of women's intelligence moving into Wednesday, which was the day of strong doctors, a day to pray if you're headed for surgery or someone you love, to ritualize your intention for yourself and that individual whom you're holding close to your heart. And today, the energy is Midwives Day and how we land in time together. And so I wanted to hold that up to help you to integrate all the voices that we're hearing, the beautiful teachings we've heard so far. This grandmother image is a powerful image, reminding us that kinship is a relative, connecting us individuals into a wider network of relationships, which is what Bioneers for over 30 years has been moving forward. And so I wanted to share with you a few quotes from the work of the last 9 years in the spirit-aligned leadership of several elder leaders who express matrilineality in their work. One, during a night lodge ceremony in Alberta, Canada in 2010, my great-great-grandmother came in and her words to me were, I have waited over 100 years to talk with one of my grandchildren. We had these same ceremonies in our time everywhere. The church made everyone forget how to do them. This is our connection with all of you. If you want to speak to your grandchildren, bring them over here and teach them the ceremonies. I have since made sure that they are there. We need to rekindle these memories in all Indigenous people all over Turtle Island. Ceremonies empower us with all the energy from our ancestors. Indigenous people are one people all over. We had no borders until colonization formed them. I always want to be that auntie that always shows up. And the maker of this pipe, C.J. Weiser, who calls himself Budweiser, his ancestor of the same name was adopted by Mohawks of Mohawk Valley, who received a group of refugees of Palatine Germans who escaped from indentured servitude to the Dutch, who colonized Fort Albany along the Hudson River, now known as Albany, New York. In the mid-1700s, the Mohawk Valley was the western wilderness to the colonial settlers. Bud Weiser's ancestor, C.J. Weiser, is noted in historian Susan Coulter's book, Benjamin Franklin, Pennsylvania and the First Nations, the Treaties of 1736 to 62. Brethren, this is from a historic moment in 1700s by the chiefs of the Five Nations. Brethren, the business of the Five Nations transact with you is of great consequence and requires a skillful and honest person to go between us, one in whom both you and we can place a confidence. We esteem our present interpreter to be such a person, equally faithful in the interpretation of whatever is said to him by either of us, equally allied to both. He is of our nation and a member of our council as well as of yours. When we adopted him, we divided him into two equal parts, one we kept for ourselves and one we left for you. He has had a great deal of trouble with us, wore out his shoes in our messages, and dirtied his clothes by being amongst us. And it was this Mother of Nations pipe that C.J. Weiser, through the gift of his love and ancestry, gifted to the midwives. His family produced four midwifery and birthing pipes that are at the foundation of the work of the midwives in North America. I wanted to take a moment to bring forward my beloved sister cousin, Chief Beverly Cook, who is a leader among our people, not just as political leader, but also a spiritual leader. And we want to share with you a song. These are the eight women of the book, Worlds Within Us. Please buy their book. I ask you to join us in the energy of this song by closing your eyes, not paying attention to us, but to your inner being, to integrate all that you've heard so far and will continue to hear as we move from today into the energies of the warrior day, the spirit of the warrior protecting the women, the children, the family, the villages.
Yana, 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 yana brace for impact.
The bear with the mask on, when he came out, signifies the bear that came out of his cave. It was showing that we have the strength again. It was showing our strength. We haven't used our strength for a long time. We have been sitting back, and we haven't shown ourselves for many years. And we finally came out of the cave to show our strength and our feelings towards our own tribe, and to stand up and show ourselves again as we did before. You have to know the two worlds that you live in. You live in your cultural Tlingit world. You also live in the white man's world. But you cannot walk away from this, your culture.
As a dance leader and cultural teacher, Esther is trying to reawaken traditions and values of her people. Traditions and values that were nearly stamped out. Her life has mirrored the struggle.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past.